King of Wrath by Anna Huang has taken the romance world by storm, becoming a TikTok sensation with over 500 million views under its hashtag. This enemies-to-lovers tale between a ruthless CEO and the woman who inherits his rival company has captivated readers worldwide, including celebrities like Hailey Bieber, who mentioned it in her Favorite Reads Instagram story. The book's exploration of power dynamics in both boardrooms and bedrooms has sparked countless book club discussions and even inspired a fashion trend of corporate revenge wear on social media. As the first installment in Huang's Kings of Sin series, it established her as a force in the romance genre, with the novel spending 15 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list and being optioned for a streaming adaptation. The intensity of Dante Russo and Vivian Lau's relationship continues to draw readers seeking the perfect blend of corporate intrigue and passionate romance. Dante Russo and Vivian Lau's worlds collide in the high-stakes corporate landscape of New York City. Dante, the ruthless CEO of the Russo Group, is known as the King of Wrath in business circles, a man whose cold calculation and merciless tactics have built an empire while earning him a reputation for being untouchable. His drive stems from a deeply personal place, a childhood marked by poverty and loss, and a promise to never again experience the powerlessness of his youth. Across the corporate battlefield stands Vivian Lau, the unexpected heiress to her father's rival company, Zhang Industries. Intelligent, determined, and fiercely independent, Vivian finds herself thrust into a world she never asked to join when her estranged father passes away, leaving her his company. Despite her successful career as an architect with her own firm, Vivian now faces the daunting challenge of leading a major corporation while navigating the sharks of the business world, chief among them, Dante Russo. Their first meeting crackles with tension. Dante sees Vivian as merely a pawn in his decade-long vendetta against her father, a man he believes destroyed his family. To him, she represents the perfect opportunity for the revenge he's meticulously planned for years. Vivian, meanwhile, sees Dante as the arrogant, cold-hearted businessman his reputation suggests, a man determined to acquire her newly inherited company by any means necessary. What neither expects is the undeniable chemistry between them. Despite their mutual distrust and the corporate war brewing, there's an electric attraction that catches them both off guard. Their initial interactions are filled with sharp verbal sparring, neither willing to show weakness to the other. Dante's calculating mind is constantly assessing how to use Vivian to achieve his goals, while Vivian is determined to prove she's not someone to be underestimated or manipulated. The stage is set for a corporate battle of wills, with both Dante and Vivian determined to protect their interests. But beneath the boardroom strategies and power plays lies a simmering attraction that threatens to complicate everything. Their collision isn't just between two businesses, but between two strong-willed individuals carrying the weight of family legacies, personal ambitions, and unexpected desires that neither is prepared to acknowledge. What begins as corporate warfare takes an unexpected turn when Dante proposes a solution that stuns Vivian: marriage. His offer is presented as a cold business arrangement, a merger of their companies and lives that would benefit them both professionally while satisfying his need for revenge against her family. For Dante, it's the perfect plan. Keep your enemies closer, as the saying goes. By marrying Vivian, he gains control of Zhang Industries while positioning himself to execute the final phase of his revenge. Vivian, facing mounting pressure from Zhang Industries board members who doubt her capabilities and seeing few viable alternatives to save her inheritance, reluctantly agrees to the arrangement. The terms are clear: 1 year of marriage, after which they'll part ways with their respective business interests intact. It's a contract, nothing more. At least, that's what they both tell themselves. Their wedding is a lavish affair for the public eye, a strategic performance to convince the business world of their union's legitimacy. Behind closed doors, however, the newlyweds maintain their adversarial stance, each wary of the other's true intentions. Vivian moves into Dante's penthouse, creating a new battlefield where they must navigate not just their business relationship, but the intimate proximity of shared living space. What neither anticipated was how quickly the lines would blur. The physical attraction that simmered during their corporate encounters ignites in the domestic setting. Their first kiss, intended as part of their public charade, awakens something neither can easily dismiss. Soon, they find themselves drawn into a physical relationship that defies their contractual boundaries, adding a layer of complexity to their already complicated arrangement. This is just physical, they assure themselves and each other, even as their nights together grow more passionate and frequent. Dante, who has never allowed himself emotional attachments, is disturbed by his growing obsession with Vivian. She's meant to be a means to an end, yet he finds himself thinking of her constantly, possessive of her time and attention in ways that extend beyond his revenge plot. Vivian, meanwhile, struggles with her attraction to a man she knows harbors ulterior motives. She's drawn to Dante's intensity, his rare moments of vulnerability, and the undeniable chemistry between them. Yet she reminds herself that their marriage has an expiration date and that Dante's heart is locked away behind walls she cannot breach. As they navigate public appearances, board meetings, and intimate nights, what started as a clear-cut business arrangement grows increasingly murky. Their convenient marriage proves anything but, as desire, jealousy, and unexpected moments of connection complicate their carefully constructed facades. Behind Dante Russo's fearsome reputation and Vivian Lau's composed exterior lie complex individuals shaped by their pasts. As their forced proximity continues, the carefully constructed walls around their hearts begin to show cracks, revealing vulnerabilities neither wanted to expose. Dante's childhood was marked by poverty and tragedy. After losing his mother at a young age, he watched his father struggle financially before ultimately taking his own life, a tragedy Dante directly blames on Vivian's father. These formative experiences created a man determined never to be powerless again, building both his empire and his emotional defenses with equal rigor. His trust issues run deep, and he's convinced himself that love is a weakness he cannot afford. During a rare unguarded moment after a nightmare about his past, Dante accidentally reveals pieces of his history to Vivian. Though he quickly retreats behind his cold facade, the glimpse of his pain affects her deeply. She begins to see beyond the King of Wrath to the wounded boy who grew into a man driven by pain and loss. Vivian carries her own emotional scars. Abandoned by her father as a child and raised by a mother who struggled with addiction, she learned early on to be self-sufficient. Her relationship with her estranged father was never repaired before his death, leaving her with unresolved feelings and questions that can never be answered. This history makes her wary of depending on others, especially someone like Dante, who has made it clear their relationship has an expiration date. When Vivian falls ill with a high fever, Dante's response surprises them both. Instead of maintaining his distance, he cares for her with unexpected tenderness, staying by her side through the night. In her fevered state, Vivian shares fragments of her childhood, her fears, and her loneliness. These moments of mutual vulnerability create a bridge between them that neither anticipated. Their professional lives also reveal new dimensions of each other. Dante witnesses Vivian's intelligence and determination as she navigates the corporate world she was thrust into, earning his reluctant respect. Vivian, in turn, sees Dante's business brilliance and the loyalty he inspires in those who work closely with him, suggesting there's more to him than cold calculation. Small domestic moments further erode their defenses, sharing meals, discussing books, or simply existing in shared space. Dante finds himself looking forward to coming home, something he's never experienced before. Vivian begins to feel a sense of belonging in their shared penthouse, catching herself thinking of it as home rather than temporary accommodation. These glimpses beneath each other's armor create a dangerous shift in their relationship. What began as a business arrangement, complicated by physical attraction, evolves into something with emotional undercurrents neither is prepared to acknowledge. Their vulnerabilities, once carefully hidden, become the very things drawing them closer together, even as their pasts and the ticking clock on their marriage threaten to tear them apart. As Dante and Vivian's personal relationship deepens, the boundaries between their business and personal lives become increasingly blurred. Their marriage, initially a strategic business move, grows more complex as they begin working together professionally while navigating their evolving personal connection. In the corporate arena, they discover they make a formidable team. Dante's cutthroat business acumen complements Vivian's fresh perspective and innovative thinking. Together, they successfully navigate a challenging merger that benefits both their companies, earning respect from board members who had doubted their union. During strategy sessions and meetings, they find a rhythm working together that surprises them both, a natural synchronicity that extends beyond their bedroom. This professional collaboration forces them to confront uncomfortable truths. For Dante, Vivian is proving herself to be not just a convenient pawn in his revenge scheme, but a valuable business partner in her own right. Her intelligence and determination earn his genuine respect, complicating his original plan to use her as a means to an end. For Vivian, working alongside Dante reveals layers to him she hadn't expected. His brilliance, his work ethic, and the loyalty he inspires in his employees. Their public appearances as a couple also begin to feel less like performances and more like extensions of their private reality. At galas and business functions, the touches that were once calculated for show now carry genuine affection. Their conversations flow naturally, inside jokes emerge, and colleagues comment on their obvious chemistry. What began as an act becomes increasingly authentic, leaving both questioning where the performance ends and reality begins. Meanwhile, their physical relationship intensifies, moving beyond mere attraction to something more profound. Nights spent together become not just about passion, but also connection. Quiet conversations in the darkness, shared vulnerabilities, and a growing sense of intimacy that neither had anticipated. Dante, who has always kept his sexual encounters brief and emotionless, finds himself lingering in bed with Vivian, reluctant to break their connection. The entanglement of business and pleasure creates internal conflict for both. Dante struggles with his growing feelings for Vivian while still harboring his plans for revenge against her family. Each tender moment between them is shadowed by the knowledge of his ultimate intentions. Vivian, sensing there's more to Dante's interest in her family's company than he's revealed, battles between her developing feelings and her instinctive caution. Their colleagues and friends observe the shift in their relationship with varying reactions. Dante's closest friend, Julian, warns him about losing sight of his original goals, while Vivian's best friend, Maya, expresses concern that Vivian is falling for someone who may be using her. These outside perspectives force both to consider the implications of their increasingly tangled personal and professional lives. As business successes mount and their personal connection deepens, both Dante and Vivian find themselves in uncharted territory, a place where strategic decisions are complicated by emotional considerations and where the lines between convenience and genuine feeling have become hopelessly blurred. The foundation of Dante and Vivian's relationship, built on a business arrangement and complicated by growing feelings, begins to fracture as long-buried secrets come to light. The past that has shaped both their lives proves more interconnected and complex than either realized. Vivian, increasingly curious about Dante's vendetta against her father, begins investigating the history between their families. Through careful research and conversations with former Zhang Industries employees, she uncovers fragments of the story, enough to realize there's more to Dante's revenge plot than a simple business rivalry. Her discovery that her father's actions may have directly contributed to the death of Dante's father leaves her shaken, torn between loyalty to her family name and her growing feelings for Dante. Meanwhile, Dante's carefully orchestrated revenge plan approaches its culmination. For years, he's been gathering evidence of illegal activities conducted by Zhang Industries under Vivian's father's leadership, evidence he intends to release publicly, destroying the company's reputation and, by extension, the Lau family legacy. What once seemed like clear-cut justice to him now feels increasingly complicated as his feelings for Vivian deepen. The turning point comes when Vivian accidentally discovers documents in Dante's home office detailing his revenge plan. The betrayal cuts deep, not just the plan itself, but the realization that their entire relationship, from their first meeting to their marriage, was engineered as part of his vengeance. All the moments of connection and vulnerability she'd experienced suddenly seem suspect, potentially manipulations designed to further his agenda. Their confrontation is explosive. Vivian, hurt and furious, challenges Dante with everything she's learned. Dante, cornered, initially retreats behind his cold facade, confirming her worst fears about his intentions. But as her pain breaks through his defenses, he finds himself revealing the full truth about his past, how Vivian's father's corporate espionage led to his own father's company collapsing, resulting in financial ruin that ultimately drove his father to suicide. The raw emotion of his confession shows Vivian a side of Dante she's never seen, the wounded boy still driving the man's actions decades later. This revelation forces both to reckon with uncomfortable truths. Vivian must confront the possibility that her father was not the man she thought he was, even in their estrangement. Dante must acknowledge that his single-minded pursuit of revenge has led him to potentially hurt someone innocent, someone who has come to matter to him more than he ever expected. In the aftermath of these revelations, they separate briefly, each needing space to process what they've learned. Dante, for the first time, questions whether revenge is worth the cost of losing Vivian. Vivian struggles with her complicated feelings about both her father's actions and Dante's deception. During this separation, additional truths emerge through Dante's continued investigation. He discovers evidence suggesting that while Vivian's father was indeed in corporate espionage, he may have been manipulated by a third party, someone who had reasons to want both families destroyed. This new information forces Dante to reconsider the target of his vengeance and opens the possibility that both he and Vivian have been pawns in someone else's game. As layers of deception are peeled away, both Dante and Vivian face a crucial question. Can a relationship that began with secrets and revenge ever transform into something genuine and lasting? The answer lies not just in forgiveness, but in their willingness to build something new on the ruins of their complicated past. The revelation of Dante's revenge plot creates a seemingly insurmountable rift between him and Vivian. With their relationship in tatters and trust broken, both retreat to familiar patterns, Dante to his cold, calculating business persona, and Vivian to her self-sufficient independence. Yet beneath their defensive exteriors, both struggle with the loss of the connection they'd built. For the first time in his adult life, Dante experiences genuine regret. The satisfaction he had anticipated from executing his revenge feels hollow compared to the emptiness left by Vivian's absence. In quiet moments, he finds himself haunted not by memories of his father's death, but by the hurt in Vivian's eyes when she discovered his deception. This internal conflict forces him to question the motivations that have driven him for decades. Has his pursuit of vengeance become a prison rather than a purpose? Vivian, meanwhile, throws herself into work, trying to distract from the pain of betrayal. Yet she finds herself missing not just the passion they shared, but the small moments, conversations over breakfast, his rare smiles, the feeling of safety she'd paradoxically found with someone who had planned to destroy her family legacy. Despite her anger, she can't dismiss the genuine connection they'd formed or the vulnerability Dante had shown her in unguarded moments. The turning point comes when new information emerges about the true circumstances surrounding the rivalry between their families. Through Julian's connections, Dante discovers that a third party, a business competitor with grudges against both families, had manipulated events, pitting Zheng Industries against Dante's father's company for their own gain. This revelation shakes the foundation of Dante's revenge narrative, forcing him to confront the possibility that he's directed his wrath at the wrong target for years. When Dante shares this information with Vivian, it creates a fragile bridge between them. Together, they begin investigating the true culprit behind their family's downfall, their shared purpose slowly rebuilding trust. Working side by side again, they're reminded of their effective partnership and the connection that had developed despite the deception.
The turning point comes when new information emerges about the true circumstances surrounding the rivalry between their families. Through Julian's connections, Dante discovers that a third party, a business competitor with grudges against both families, had manipulated events, pitting Zhang Industries against Dante's father's company for their own gain. This revelation shakes the foundation of Dante's revenge narrative, forcing him to confront the possibility that he's directed his wrath at the wrong target for years. When Dante shares this information with Vivian, it creates a fragile bridge between them. Together, they begin investigating the true culprit behind their family's downfall, their shared purpose slowly rebuilding trust. Working side by side again, they're reminded of their effective partnership and the connection that had developed despite the deception. The journey toward redemption isn't smooth. Dante struggles to articulate his feelings, his emotional walls built over decades not easily dismantled. For a man who has never apologized, learning to take responsibility for the hurt he's caused proves challenging. Vivian, wary of being manipulated again, guards her heart, even as she finds herself drawn back to him. The breakthrough comes when Dante makes himself completely vulnerable, something he's never done before. In a quiet moment, he confesses that his revenge no longer matters to him, that somewhere along the way, Vivian became more important than his vengeance. He offers her not just apologies, but a truth he's never admitted to anyone, perhaps not even himself. He loves her, and he's terrified of losing her. This confession marks a fundamental shift in Dante, from a man defined by wrath to one capable of love. For Vivian, seeing this transformation and the genuine remorse behind it opens the possibility of forgiveness, not immediate or easy forgiveness, but the beginning of a path toward healing. Together, they confront the true architect of their family's misfortunes, bringing a different kind of justice than Dante had originally planned, one that honors the truth rather than perpetuating cycles of revenge. This shared victory becomes symbolic of their ability to transform their painful past into something constructive rather than destructive. As their contract marriage nears its official end date, they face the question that has hovered between them. Was what they built real enough to continue without the business arrangement that brought them together? The answer comes not in grand gestures, but in their mutual choice to remain together, to transform their marriage of convenience into one of choice, a redemption not just of Dante's character, but of the relationship itself. As the one-year mark of their contract marriage approaches, Dante and Vivian find themselves at a crossroads. The legal agreement that brought them together is nearing its conclusion, but their relationship has evolved far beyond the boundaries of their original arrangement. Now they must decide, do they honor the termination clause, or do they build something lasting from what began as temporary? The decision isn't simple for either of them. Despite their reconciliation and growing love, old fears linger. For Dante, who has spent his life avoiding emotional attachments, the prospect of committing to Vivian permanently means embracing vulnerability in ways he's always considered dangerous. The control he's valued throughout his life would need to give way to partnership and compromise. Though he knows he loves her, part of him still questions whether he's capable of being the man she deserves long term. Vivian faces her own hesitations. Her independent nature and the lingering echoes of betrayal make her wary of fully trusting again. The architect in her wants blueprints and certainties for their future, but relationships offer no such guarantees. Additionally, she worries that without the structure of their business arrangement, they might lose the foundation that brought them together in the first place. Their friends and colleagues add another layer of complexity. Some, like Julian, have witnessed Dante's transformation and support the relationship continuing. Others remain skeptical, wondering if what they built under artificial circumstances can survive in the real world. These outside perspectives force both Dante and Vivian to examine their own doubts and desires more closely. The catalyst comes unexpectedly. A business crisis requires them to present a united front, reminding them of their strength as partners both professionally and personally. In the aftermath, as they celebrate their successful handling of the situation, Dante realizes he can no longer imagine his life without Vivian in it, not just as his wife on paper, but as his true partner in every sense. Rather than simply letting the contract expire or proposing an extension, Dante takes a leap of faith, He plans a private evening reminiscent of their first real date, but this time there are no hidden agendas or business strategies. Instead, he presents Vivian with a new contract, one that has no expiration date and is based solely on their choice to be together. It's both a romantic gesture and a symbolic acknowledgement of their beginning, transforming what started as a business arrangement into a commitment based on love. Vivian, moved by both the gesture and the growth it represents for Dante, offers her own amendment to his proposal. If they're truly starting fresh, she wants them to build something together that belongs to both of them. Not just a merging of their existing companies, but a new venture that represents their shared future rather than their separate pasts. Their decision to remain together isn't just about continuing their marriage, but about reimagining it entirely, creating a partnership that honors both their individual strengths and the unique connection they formed. The business arrangement that once defined their relationship becomes merely the first chapter in a much longer story. In the epilogue, we see them 1 year beyond their original contract date. Their professional collaboration has evolved into a successful joint venture. Their personal relationship, no longer constrained by time limits or hidden agendas, has deepened into a genuine partnership. The penthouse that once felt like a battlefield has become a true home, filled with evidence of their shared life. Most significantly, Dante, once known throughout New York as the King of Wrath, has found something he never thought possible: peace. Not the empty peace of completed vengeance, but the fulfilling peace of having found his match in Vivian. His transformation from a man consumed by revenge to one capable of love represents the greatest journey in their story, a reminder that even the most carefully constructed walls can fall when the right person finds their way through. The evolution of Dante and Vivian's relationship leaves a lasting impact, not just on their own lives, but on everyone around them. What began as a cold business arrangement designed for revenge transforms into a powerful testament to love's ability to heal even the deepest wounds and change seemingly immutable personalities. For Dante, the transformation is most profound. The man, once defined by his wrath and single-minded pursuit of vengeance, discovers parts of himself he never knew existed. Capacity for tenderness, forgiveness, and vulnerability. His relationship with Vivian doesn't just add love to his life, it fundamentally reshapes his understanding of strength. He realizes that true power comes not from control and emotional distance, but from the courage to be vulnerable and connected. The walls he built after his father's death, once seeming like protection, are revealed as a prison he constructed for himself, one that Vivian helped him escape. Vivian's transformation is equally significant, though more subtle. Always independent and self-sufficient, she learns that interdependence isn't weakness. Her relationship with Dante teaches her that trust, even when risky, can lead to greater strength than self-reliance alone ever provided. The architectural precision with which she once planned every aspect of her life gives way to an appreciation for the beautiful unpredictability of a shared journey. Most importantly, through loving Dante, she finds peace with her complicated family history, understanding that legacies can be reshaped rather than simply inherited. Their friends and colleagues witness this transformation with varying degrees of surprise. Julian, who knew Dante before and after Vivian, marvels at the change in his friend, the softening of sharp edges, the rare but genuine smiles, the willingness to occasionally put business second to personal considerations. Maya, initially Vivian's most skeptical friend regarding the arrangement, becomes the couple's strongest supporter after seeing the genuine happiness they found together. The companies they lead also reflect their personal evolution. What began as corporate warfare evolves into a model of collaborative leadership. Their joint ventures blend Dante's strategic brilliance with Vivian's innovative vision, creating something stronger than either could have built alone. Employees note the change in corporate culture, still demanding excellence, but with a new emphasis on balance and human connection that reflects the leader's own journey. In quiet moments together, Dante and Vivian sometimes reflect on the unlikely path that brought them together. The revenge plot that once seemed so important now feels like a distant memory, a necessary wrong turn that paradoxically led them to where they needed to be. They keep a framed copy of their original marriage contract in their home office as a reminder of their beginning, now viewed with affectionate amusement rather than regret. Their story becomes something of a legend in New York business circles, how the King of Wrath found his match in the woman he intended to use for revenge, and how their marriage of convenience transformed them both. But the true legacy of their journey isn't found in business success or social standing, but in the quiet intimacy they've built together. A home where vulnerability is strength, where past wounds have healed into wisdom, and where love proved more powerful than vengeance ever could be. As they host their second Lunar New Year celebration together, surrounded by friends who have become family, the contrast with their first year couldn't be more striking. Dante still can't properly wrap dumplings, much to Vivian's amusement, but he's learned that perfection matters far less than presence. And as they welcome the new year together, they silently acknowledge how far they've come, from a contract with an expiration date to a love with no limits, from calculated revenge to something neither could have planned for, happiness.